You need to start your Wednesday here on BBC Radio Cumbria through until 9 o'clock this morning. A bit later on, we're going to be talking to a fellow who says it's time to let kids do dangerous things. Now, you might agree with him on that. You know, all the lawyers, of course, stop kids doing anything dangerous, particularly in school playgrounds and on public property. Now, he believes we're going to have a big problem with this soon, unless we start letting kids take serious risks, like licking batteries. He's also suggesting that kids start looking at the sun, that kids start climbing trees, all that sort of thing. So we'll talk to him a little bit later on this morning. Now, here's something that we often talk about on the show. Whether children should be encouraged to take more risks, play with fire, break glass, super glue their fingers together. Well, these are just some of the suggestions made in a new book called 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. The author also encourages kids to climb a tree, make a slingshot, and look directly at the sun. Here's what parents in Carlisle have to say about letting kids do their own thing.
If they're out playing and things like that, I mean, you've got to let them, you know, if they're older, you've got to let them get on with it. Like, we used to play marbles and that when I was little. I think there's a lot of things about children swallowing things like that nowadays, isn't there?
You suffocate them too much, I think, by looking after them, like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I do think you should, like, let them explore a bit more. I do with my children anyways.
Well, earlier this morning, I tracked down the author of 50 Dangerous Things, Geeva Tully, and he told me what he thinks kids should do.
I think the first thing they ought to try, topic number one in our book, is lick a 9-volt battery. It's a simple experiment that every child can perform. It's completely safe, and it will illustrate an important idea about how the human senses work, which is that they're based on electrical signals.
But it's dangerous, isn't it?
Well, it's only dangerous if you leave it there for too long. And even the danger that happens, even the risk that you incur there is minor. You might experience a slight numbing of the tongue, and in a day or so, that'll be completely gone.
Yeah, but you're also suggesting they should look directly at the sun, aren't you?
No, not directly. I'm suggesting that they construct, using a pair of binoculars, a projector that will show them the disk of the sun in a safe manner. And that by doing that, they will learn something about the actual power of the sun's energy, as well as gain a little bit of an understanding of the scientific principles that telescopes and other optical devices are based on.
But isn't all this irresponsible nonsense, Geeva, in all honesty?
No. This is the most responsible sort of nonsense. This kind of nonsense is exactly the sort of thing that forms the intellectual basis and the intuitive understanding that kids develop for understanding the world around them and seeing the world not as a place that they should continually be fearful of, but as a place that they should explore with careful investigation.
And you're also suggesting that children should climb trees, heaven forbid.
Climb trees, yes.
Well, they might fall out of it.
They might. It's true. And the best time to fall out of a tree is when you're young and you fall from a very low distance. And that's why in the topic we describe setting a set of small goals. I'm going to climb this high and then back down again. And then I'm going to climb a little higher and back down again so that they learn the skill of climbing a tree, instead of sneaking away from their parents sometime and climbing up too far, and then we have to call the fire department to get them out.
Yeah, but if a school kid climbs a tree in a school playground and then falls out of that tree, the lawyers in this country are going to be all over that, aren't they?
Well, there is a little bit of a problem in both of our countries that the lawyers seem to be defining what sensible behavior is rather than a rational kind of parental guidance that ought to be deciding. And yes, there is always that chance, but I think it's up to the children to decide what the right context for these activities is, children and the parents.
So if there is no danger, no element of risk in our kids' lives at all then, Geeva, how do you think the next generation of grown-ups are going to be?
Well, I really fear for the next generation. If we don't turn this fear-based parenting trend that's going on around, we're going to have a nation, literally a world of incompetent adults who have no idea which end of a hammer to use.
Geeva Tully on the line to me earlier from the States. Now, what you need to know about Geeva is that he's not a parent himself. So I want to know from you this morning whether you think he's right, whether kids should be taking more risks. It was interesting what you were saying about trees, for example. Kids should always be allowed to climb a tree because they'll do it when they're quite young and they'll fall from a low height initially and they'll learn about the dangers of going any higher. Is he right? That's what I want to know this morning from you. Text me 07786 201956. Are we going to have a real problem with the next generation of grown-ups because today's kids are not taking any risks? The headlines this morning on BBC Radio Cymru.
The Mike Parr Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Cymru.
So about half an hour ago, we set the cat amongst the pigeons by talking to a controversial author who hasn't got kids himself, who's suggesting that unless we do something about this soon in this country, in other words, let kids take risks, we're going to have a very strange generation of grown-ups as the next generation. Now, do you agree with that? Is it about time that we let kids climb trees? He's even suggesting perhaps that they should be allowed to lick batteries and so on. Caroline, thanks for your text. Risk with not just children but anything should be balanced. For example, our 18-month-old toddler goes both up and down our stairs unaided but not unsupervised. I wonder how many texts you'll get disagreeing with that. Thank you, Caroline. If you want to join in, is Caroline doing the right thing there? Letting her 18-month-old toddler go up and down stairs unaided. 07786